Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Kang, I did something during the break that I don't think I'm going to regret, but initially when I tell you what it is, I think you're going to have a reaction to it.
All right, well, if you farted, it's okay. Doug's not there, so you guys have that rule.
Right, right.
So right now, let it fly if you want, man.
I didn't. That wasn't the case. Two cuts was coming in. I didn't need to cut one while two cuts was coming in. Because I respect him. That's not what's going to happen. But what I did that I don't know if you're going to prove this or not. I just deleted an email that I got that would have given me a credential to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
I know we have a spam folder. Is there a hot dog folder?
There is not a hot dog. It just comes straight to my directed email there.
Oh, okay. Regular. Just
yeah,
primary,
it was.
Huh?
Yeah, right. I mean, wave them through. If it says hot dog, you get waved right through. But that happened. I had an opportunity, if I wanted to gain a credential to tomorrow's hot dog eating competition.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, they're doing it July 3rd because it's a Friday. I believe they're doing it July 3rd as opposed to 4th.
Now, did you read this email at all? Is there specifics? Where does media sit? Do they sit front row? I don't know if you want to sit there.
It doesn't say, and Lord knows that I would not want to sit front row for something like that.
Do you get access to the locker room? I don't think you want that either.
I mean, no. I don't. Well, I mean, beforehand, sure.
Yeah, because they haven't, eaten yet.
Yeah, I mean, afterwards, no, man. I don't want to be 300 yards anywhere near a bathroom where these guys are going to be. Absolutely not. No, but I had the opportunity.
Did you decline or did you just not respond?
I didn't respond. I just deleted the email. And I'm looking back at it. They sent me one the other day, too, announcing, this whole thing. It's Friday, July 3rd, at noon tomorrow. Among the eaters expected at the weigh-ins, they got the weigh-ins going. Oh, that's actually, it's just the weigh-ins. It's just the weigh-ins.
Oh, see, for it's always in the 4th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the weigh-ins are the 3rd.
Yes, the July 4th contest will be held at the iconic nation, Nathan's famous flagship restaurant. And that'll be from 11 to 1 on Saturday, July 4th, because they have the women's competition too. But among the eaters expected at the weigh-ins, you got Joey Chestnut, who's the 17-time champion. Reigning mustard belt holder. He had 70 and a half hot dogs and buns last year. Mickey Sudo, the 11-time champion and women's world record holder with 51 hot dogs and buns. It says HDBs.
like you didn't know that, but right. You have to explain it to us, right?
I mean, come on.
HDBs, everyone knows hot dogs and buns, man.
We got this.
Come on.
Patrick, hot dog elite.
Right. We're hot dog elite. Patrick Bertoletti, who is the 2024 champion. When he put down 58 HDBs. James Webb of Australia. You got Eric Badlands Booker is back. Radim Dvoracek of the Czech Republic. And Max Stanford of England. Got an international field this time around. But I didn't want you to think less of me that I deleted the credential request.
All right, let me ask you a real question here.
Yeah.
What if it was in Detroit? What if it was the Coney hot dog eating contest? Like, that's just more accessible for you. Like, you don't have to get on a plane or anything like that. Like, hey, you can just go drive to this location. Would you use that media pass? Would you accept that credential and watch this live?
With Joey Chestnut and Badlands going at it?
Yep. And Mickey Sudo? Was that Mickey Sudo?
Mickey Sudo.
Mickey
Sudo. Yeah.
Sudo.
Mickey Sudo.
Yeah. Balligan.
Balligan. Would I? I think I might.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might. If we're local, I think that would be quite an event. You have it, Hart Plaza, everybody cheering them on. But it's not just HDBs. It's hot dog buns and Coney and Coney sauce.
God.
HDBCs. Like, can you imagine you throw a ladle of Coney sauce on there? Now, would you say that they have to have them, you know, done onions the whole way with onions and mustard too, or can you just get away with just?
I say onions and mustard.
All the full on.
Yes.
Yeah, because then you know what? Then that's a real, it's a real testament of what you can do, right? Because everybody's been to a Coney, whether it's a late night extravaganza locally or if you go downtown, if you're spending the night downtown, everybody's been, you know what it is. You're intoxicated. You end up going to Lafayette or American
something
or wherever
to soak
you go.
Up the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. You end up at a Kirby's late night or National or whatever Coney it is that you love going mm-hmm. to.
Yeah.
And somebody will go, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm gonna have like six of you. Like, six Coneys? What? Like, I'm not like that. All right, I'm a big fat guy, but I'm not gluttonous when it comes to that. Like, I was never a guy, let me see how many Coneys I could put down. Let me see how many slices of pizza.
You never tested yourself, huh?
No, because I enjoy them too much. And to test yourself, I feel like you got to just keep shoveling them in. And I just love the Coney that I get through two. And I'm like, I think I'm good. You want a third? I can go for a third. I'll try a third. I think the most I could ever put down was probably four. If there was a competition and money involved, and this was 25, 35 years ago, maybe I'd go five. But that's it. I'm out. I'm tapping out. But I knew guys that could do more. And they weren't bigger than me. They were just guys that had a whole different
mindset.
They wanted
man.
It more. Absolutely, they wanted it more. So to think of, okay, you know, your hot dog eating contest, the hot dogs and buns, that's cute and all, dunk it in the water and, you know, help dissolve the bun and you shovel it in. You know, that's all cute and all. But the real test would be full-on Coney with mustard and onions. The full-on. How many could Joey Chestnut throw down then? Are we talking, does the number drop from 70 and a half hot dogs and buns? Does it drop from 70 and a half down to like 30 hot dogs, buns, and Coneys?
I think it does cut it like close to half, dude. That's a lot of extra.
It's a lot of extra.
Yeah.
And you're not, and by the way, you're not dunking the Coney because you got the Coney sauce and then you got the onions and you got the mustard. That's going to fall off and that's going to disqualify you. So that's going to change the game altogether. So now your hot dog eating prowess going to a Coney eating contest, I think it levels the playing field. I think all of a sudden now we got, it's not so much about technique. Now it's really about the mindset. Do you want it more? You've just had 17 Coney dogs. Do you want the 18th or not? Would I? And you're asking me if I would get a credential to witness that firsthand out at Hart Plaza? Yes. Wouldn't you want to go?
I don't know, man. I think we'd be in
awe. Bobby's on board.
Oh, dude, Bobby, I'm down.
Bobby uses a whole brick of cheese for his mac and cheese or whatever.
Facts.
Okay,
total facts.
But here's the thing. I think we'd all be in awe, but in a bad way.
Yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
like, what did I just witness?
Yeah, you're like pointing to the guy in the corner and going, oh, my God, look at this guy. Look what he's doing. He's going for another one.
No.
Katie barred the door to the bathroom. I mean, but yeah, I think it would drop significantly. You're, like, you're not putting down 60. You're not going to have 60 Coneys. You take away the water aspect. Like, you can have water, but it's got to sip it out of the cup.
Yeah, you drink it after.
You're not dunking the hot dog in there. That doesn't happen. Not in a Coney eating contest. I think he would knock it down. I think it's a 30 hot dog difference. I'm going from 70 to 40. I think that's the difference. Am I off?
I think it's maybe even more. I think you're being conservative.
Maybe I am. Bobby, what do you think?
I thought my initial reaction was 70 down to 50, but 40 sounds accurate.
How many Coneys do you think you could put down?
Me?
Yeah.
Like four, but I don't really like hot dogs. I know that's blasphemous.
It's not blasphemous, but you said it. I mean, you got to own it.
Ticket texter from Chris. You guys know about hot dog eating contests and soccer. Facts. I think you do know more about hot dog eating contests
than soccer. Hot dog elite.
Oh, man. No, I think I know more about soccer, but not by much. Not by much. Or I mean, hot dog eating contest. Hot dogs, yes. Hot dog eating contest, not as much. I don't know the whole history. I mean, I remember Kobayashi. And you know what? It's the 250th anniversary of this country, right?
Bring back Kobayashi.
Why are we not bringing back Kobayashi? Can we do that? Can we have a surprise appearance? Can we do that? That would be amazing, right? The great melting pot that is the United States. Bring in the Japanese import. The man who really put this contest on the map and set the table. That was the pioneer for guys like, you know, Eater X and Joey Chestnut
he
in particular.
He beat Chestnut in the beginning, right? He was beating him consistently.
Yeah, he did. And then Chestnut, he's like, I got to step up my game. And he did. I want Kobayashi back.
Kobayashi was like the Bad Boys, and Chestnut was like Jordan. He had to, you know, he had to get past that. Yeah. Once he did, he won a lot.
Yeah, then he won a lot. And then Isaiah retired.
Yeah,
you know, and where's Kobayashi now? He's out of the competitive eating world. I don't know. Well, I just wanted you to know that. Yeah, that's not going to be the case. But I definitely think it's got to drop it down 30 dogs if you go to a coney eating contest instead.
All right, if you told Doug that, hey, I'll go to Dayton with you for a play-in game, will you go to the hot dog eating contest with me? Do you think he would accept that? Because that would be the most disgusting thing for Doug to ever witness in his life.
Right, and he's got, like, the credential gets him right up close. Yeah. So he's, like, in spewing distance.
Spewing distance?
Hey, someone might lose it, you know?
The splash
zone. We got a reversal. Oh, no!
Splash zone!
A Coney reversal is so much worse than just a hot dog reversal. I think he would? Yeah, I think he would. I think he is so desperate to get me to go to Dayton to watch one of these crap play-in games. Yeah, I think he would absolutely. Just to get me to do that, he would say, if it's Hart Plaza, yeah, 100%. I think he would. Anyway, little levity on the day before the hot dog, or 2 days before the hot dog eating contest. 248-539-9797. Lots of texts have come in about all the things we're talking about today. We've got some more calls on hold we want to get to as well. We'll bring up some Red Wings stuff because Red Wings did actually make some signings yesterday, and I think they're good signings. I think there's some quality they've added to this team, and we'll see what more there is to offer. It's funny. Here it is 24 hours later, and there's been a trickle of movement in the NHL. Like, the big news of the day in the NHL is that Alex Ovechkin has announced he's coming back for another year, which I think is great. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.